السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home over the receiver, Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله تعالى عن, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, mentions a narration, an incident in which he says that a group of Sahaba was sitting in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were remembering Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the masjid. He saw them sitting in this gathering, and then he inquired of them, Ma ajlasakum? What makes you sit here? What makes you gather here? What is the purpose of your gathering here? What are you doing? So they answered, in the name of Allah, Nadhkurullah, we are making the dhikr of Allah. We are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْمَدُهُ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَانَا لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنَّ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا. And we are making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave us hidayat. Allah guided us towards Islam. Allah made us Muslims. And through this Islam, the great favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. So we are sitting for this purpose, that we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are making shukr and praising Allah Rabbul Izzat for giving us hidayat, iman, Islam, and the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions to them, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam informed me just now, Inna Allah yubahi bikum al-malaikata, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so pleased with your gathering here, that you are remembering him, you are making shukr for this great ni'mat of iman and Islam and hidayah that Allah has given you and the favors he has bestowed upon you, that Allah is actually boasting to the angels about you. My respected brothers and elders, this ni'mat and favor of iman is not something petty and trivial. It is extremely precious. Without iman, a person is deprived of jannat perpetually. No iman, there is no jannat for you. May Allah guide us, may Allah bless us with iman and strengthen our iman. May Allah make us live with iman, die with iman, and raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. We're going through great challenges today. Great challenges. And one small slip we can make, one blunder, we might make a statement or a joke, and we could actually lose our iman. And we might not even know that we have lost our iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith which instills great fear into us. And the crux, the gist of this hadith is a lengthy hadith, but the point I want to highlight is the last part of this hadith, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that of a person that his entire life he did the actions and the deeds of a believer. He performed salat, zakat, hajj, fasting, tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah, ibadat. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his entire life. Right at the last few moments of his life, fate, destiny overtakes him. He does something or he utters something that makes him lose his iman and he passes away. Rasulullah says, now he enters Jahannam. And on the converse, another person who lived his life as a disbeliever, but right at the last moment Allah blessed him with iman, he recites the kalima, then he passes away, for him is Jannah. Of course, we shouldn't desire that we have no iman and then get iman, but Allah has blessed us with iman, so we make shukr to Allah for his iman, and Allah must keep us qaim on this iman. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. This is dua of Rasulullah SAW. He is ma'soom, the greatest of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The only road that leads us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Despite the fact that he's being innocent, sinless, committed no sins, and he's وَالصِّرَاطِ mustaqim, still he would make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, keep my heart steadfast upon your deen. I must not waver, I must not go astray. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh, mashayikh, most of them have mentioned this dua, ayat of the Quran, that we should recite every day. Wallah, do not make our hearts deviate after you have given us hidayat. So this ni'mat of iman is something very great. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a tawfiq, you and I tonight, to assemble in his house so that we may remind ourselves over this great favor. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we start preparing for the great month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. This is dua that Rasulullah has taught us, that Allah make, preserve me for the month of Ramadan. Keep me with afiyat, good health, so that I may observe the month of Ramadan. And preserve Ramadan for me. Ya Allah, and give me the ability to do good deeds that you will accept in the month of Ramadan. Abu Hazrat Murana Rahmatullahi Alayhi, may Allah give him the highest of stages in Jannah. May Allah brighten his qabr. May Allah increase his darajat. It is exactly 7 years since his demise. Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And he would mention on the 15th night of Shaban, that this night of Shaban already brings into our hearts the feeling of Ramadan. From Asr time, Maghrib time, some feeling as though it is the month of Ramadan already. We went home after Maghrib Salah, we feel like just now is Taraweeh Salah. So the month, the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah has given us this Mubarak night. There is no doubt, scholars are unanimous on the fact that this 15th night of Sha'ban is extremely auspicious. It is a very Mubarak night. So he gives an example of a person who wishes to repaint his home. The old paint is flaking. There's a lot of dampness on the walls now. So he needs to recoat the walls and paint the walls. So he's not just going to buy paint and start painting those walls. First he will remove the old paint. You will sand the walls down. And then you will apply the new paint. The 15th night of Sha'ban is like the sanding down of this wall of the heart. Tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. In one riwayat it is mentioned that Allah showers His mercy upon those people who seek His mercy on this night. And Allah forgives those people who seek His forgiveness on this night. May Allah give us the tawfiq of keeping or being awake tonight in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, this iman that I'm talking about, may Allah keep us steadfast on this iman. We talk about thabat alal iman, to be steadfast on iman, whatever the conditions come. Whatever we are confronted with, whatever occasion it may be, wherever we may be, our iman gets priority. Our deen gets priority. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was one of the very great scholars and imams. He's one of the four imams of jurisprudence, fiqh. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi are known, they are great fuqaha. Brothers, the Honda ND159858. Kindly remove your car. ND159858 Honda. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi is a very lengthy incident regarding the governor of his time who flogged him because of a masala on aqidah, i'tiqad and belief. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was on haqq. It is the masala of the Qur'an. Now we cannot go into that whole academic discussion of the masala of khalq Qur'an. But the governor of the time, Mu'tasim, and many of those people, they disagreed. And they wanted Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi to retract from his standing, from his viewpoint. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi says, I cannot, this is haqq, this is the truth. So he was lashed, he was whooped. And ulama explained the entire incident, how he was dragged and how he was beaten. Some scholars have written that he was beaten so severely that if a huge elephant was lashed out and whooped at, the whole elephant would actually die because of the lashing it would receive. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi remained steadfast. He would make dua. His son Abdullah used to say, I used to hear my father saying, Rahim Allah Aba Haytham, Yaghfirullah li Abi Haytham, Yarhamullah li Abi Haytham, may Allah forgive Abu Haytham, may Allah have mercy upon Abu Haytham. I asked my father, who is this person that you continuously make dua for that person? Who is Abu Haytham? What is so important about him that you are making dua for him? Allah have mercy upon him, Allah forgive him. He says, oh my son, when I was dragged to be whooped at, then suddenly I found somebody tugging me from behind and pulling my kurta from behind. And when I turn around, I see Abu Haytham, who was a notorious thief. He was a rogue. It is mentioned, it is written in the books of the governor of that time, in the court, that this particular person was so famous and so notorious for stealing and his evil habits that he was beaten 18,000 lashes in total. Different occasions when he was caught, then they would whoop him. 18,000 lashes he was given. So he says, he addresses Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, and he says, oh Imam, Duribtu, I was lashed out, I was given 18,000 lashes. Ala ta'ati shaitan, because I was obedient to shaitan, li ajli dunya, for the sake of dunya. For the sake of dunya, I stole. And stealing is forbidden. It is the act of shaitan. So in obedience to shaitan, for the sake of dunya, I receive 18,000 lashes. Fasbir anta. O Imam, be steadfast. Don't worry. Don't tremble, don't fear. Because anta ala ta'ati rahman. You are on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not shaitan, but rahman. لِأَجْلِ الدِّينِ, for the sake of deen. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah said, when he mentioned this to me, it gave me such strength, such support. Nonetheless, thereafter, Mu'tasim realized his error, his mistake. He asked for forgiveness, and the people who were responsible for hurting Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, they asked for pardon, for forgiveness. In fact, he was keeping roza on that same day when he was given a lashing. He still forgave them. Somebody asked him, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you should have taken revenge. In answer and response to this, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا, and forgive. And forgive from the deep recesses of your heart. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, don't you wish that Allah forgives you also? Then he says, how will it benefit me that on the day of Qiyamah, my Muslim brother is being given azab by Allah because of me? How will it benefit me? Therefore, I have forgiven him. And this is another lesson for us tonight. Because it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his entire creation. so many ahadith, although some are weak, and then with so many different narrations, there is great strength to the general ahadith that have been mentioned of Laylatul Nisf Sha'ban. But there are hadiths that explain that Allah forgives every person besides certain types of people. And amongst those people are those who have malice in their hearts, who harbor malice, enmity. The word is shahna. Another riwayat, mushahin. Another narration, hiqt. All these words mean the same thing. My respected brothers and elders, if somebody has done harm to us, and he asks us for forgiveness, let us forgive the person. Let it not be on the day of Qiyamah that because of us now we see a Muslim brother suffering the fire of Jahannam. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Those people who have shahna, enmity, they have hiqt, malice for one another, they are not forgiven on this Mubarak night. In one narration, the amount of people are forgiven are equivalent to the hay of the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. They were known for having a large number of goats. Allah forgives thousands of people on this Mubarak night. Besides a few people, like the person who disobeys his parents, a person who is an alcoholic, a person who kills somebody unjustly, and a person who harbors malice and enmity. My respected brothers and elders, although we hear this so often in our Jummah talks and other programs, every buzruk that comes or mashayikh come, they all speak about tazkiyah of the heart, purification of the heart. They talk about qalbi salim, the heart being sound, free from any spiritual malady. If we analyze our condition today, let us see what type of people have we become. Without looking at the next person, introspect our own lives. How often we find ourselves expressing joy and happiness on the loss of property or belonging or some pain and suffering of our own Muslim brother. There is a hadith of Rasulullah in which he mentions a long dua, and in this dua he sought refuge. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min khalilin makir. Wallah, I seek your protection from such a friend who is cunning in nature. He's not a genuine friend. He's not sincere. He's not loyal. He pretends as though he's my friend. Outwardly, he projects that he is well-wisher. He's there to help me. But in reality, he's a bogus friend. The hadith continues. عَيْنَاهُ تَرَانِي وَقَلْبُهُ رَعَانِي. Which means that his eyes look towards me and pretends as though he's my bosom friend, but his heart is looking for my shortcomings and weaknesses so that he may spread it to others and he may circulate it to others. Then Rasulullah says, إِن رَأَى حَسَنَةً يَدْفَنُهَا وَدَفَنَهَا. If he sees any good action that I do, then he doesn't talk about it. He buries it. Why? He doesn't want others to come to know, because he don't want people to praise me. He doesn't want me to share any limelight. He doesn't want me to get famous. He wants all fame and glory to be centered around him all the time. He cannot see when people are thronging around me. وَإِن رَأَى سَيِّئَةً. But the moment I slip, I do something wrong, أَذَاءَهَا. He's the first person to broadcast this. Think about ourselves, the social media. I don't have to go into details. Almost every single day, we have also become prey to this. People send messages about a certain person has committed certain thing, without even trying to conceal the fault of your Muslim brother or sister. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. You conceal the fault and weakness of your Muslim brother in this world, Allah will conceal your fault in the akhirah. we will forward it. And as a disclaimer, as received. Can you imagine what pain Rasulullah must be experiencing when the a'mal of his ummah are presented before him? Where is the unity of the Muslim ummah? In our own masajid we have no unity. In our madaris there is no unity. In our organizations there is no unity. In our own families there is no unity. May Allah forgive me first. May Allah protect me. May Allah not make me the means of disunity. What is the ummah going through? Are we just going to talk about it, read about it, wait to broadcast our ills and weaknesses? When are we going to make islah of ourselves and sulah and peace and unity? Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a youngster in the time of Rasulullah sallam, young boy. In fact, on one occasion Rasulullah sallam had him mounted on the same conveyance and he addressed him, Ya ghulam, O lad, O youngster. He was so fortunate to get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he made the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to relieve himself, then Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was a very intelligent youngster. He thought to himself, let me make the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He prepared his wudu water, his miswak, kept his musalla ready. When Rasulullah came out, he found everything ready for him, prepared. He said, who did this? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I did so. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him such a dua, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wal-hikmah. Wallah, give this youngster the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah and Hikmah. He became the leader of the Mufassireen of this Ummah. He would say, whenever I hear of any judge judging between two parties with justice, with adl, it causes me great delight and happiness. In other words, if somebody who is a judge or an arbitrator, if he's going to be biased, if he's not dealing with justice, he's being one-sided, he's usurping the right of the person who is rightful, he favors a certain party, then this will cause him pain. But the moment he sees a judge, an arbitrator who is dealing with justice, he passes a judgment, he gives a verdict, with justice and adl, he says, it brings me so much of delight and happiness, even though I know that I got no dealings with the judge. I don't have any case with him. He's far away from me. I got no ta'alluq with him. But I'm happy that the Muslims are getting justice. Then he says, when there is a land which is struck with drought, it may be far away. My livestock are not even on that land. And then I hear that there's rain there. And now crops are growing. People are benefiting. It gives me such pleasure and happiness. Are we the same? Do we express happiness and joy when the Muslim brother or sister of ours was suffering and suddenly they get some happiness? Perhaps the Muslim brother and sister who is far away, if they experience some joy, then we might feel some happiness. But that Muslim brother who's your rival and competitor, who's selling the same product as you, and every day you desire that his business must come down, he must not progress. If his sales are going higher and higher, let us be honest. Does it bring delight to us or sadness? He says, when Allah gives me the understanding of some verse of the Quran, at that time, I desire that how I wish every Muslim also get that understanding which Allah has inspired me with. The cleanliness of the heart, purity of the heart, we all face challenges when we interact with people. There is 100% occasions when somebody hurts us, somebody angers us, somebody displeases us. Alhamdulillah, by now, after 7 years, I'm used to many nasty emails. Or not many, I'll say few. At that, the moment when you read it first, inna lillah, you get angry. And then you got to think of the weakness, your own weakness. Yes, if the person is mentioning haqq, if it's the truth, and if there's something to reform yourself, then yes, I have to make islah of myself. But there are occasions when the person, hides behind a fictitious name, he's not prepared to face you and is a true well-wisher to come and sit. Let us look at the benefit of the Muslim Ummah. And let's see how we can go ahead and how we can progress. But he's there to run you down. Or perhaps he's waiting for the chair. Allah knows best whatever his intention is. These are the type of people we are facing with, or we faced with. There's so many people who complain almost every single day. Maulana, so and so person, outwardly he's looking so pious. Outwardly she looks so pious. They even go to the extent to say she's in hijab, she's in full parda. Yet this is what she has done to me. This is what she had said to me. She owes me so much of money. Months have gone past. She has made false promises. Nothing has come to me. Is this a good reflection of Deen, Islam, Iman? All of us have to look down into our souls. And of course, I have to do it first because I'm the most weakest, and I say it with sincerity. Imagine the time comes when Muslim or Ummah or youth who are trying. They try to come to the masjid. Look around us. Alhamdulillah, the masjid is full. There's so many youngsters who are present here. How many of us give them that motivation and encouragement? But no, we'll wait for them to make a blunder and error. And then we go pounding upon them. The month of Ramadan, how many, almost every Ramadan, I swear by Allah, so many youngsters have come. Mawlana, I have done this, this, this. Will Allah forgive me? No senior, no adult has come to me. But these young boys, some sitting in i'tikaf, crying. There was one brother, one night, he looked towards the door outside. He began to cry. He says, Mawlana, I'm so worried. When the moon will be sighted for Eid, what will be my condition when I come out of this mahol and environment? What will happen to me? I wish I could just remain here. They are sincere. But we are judgmental. And we see that the people sitting for i'tikaf, they have got no sincerity. Not like the people of the past, they had sincerity. Ma'adallah. My respected brothers and elders, let us not become judgmental. The month of Ramadan comes, we have problems with parking. People are swearing, people are fighting, people are shouting in the masjid. Sometimes the ladies ask, what's happening in the masjid? Why every day you have to make announcement to straighten the safs and please brothers from the back come front? Can't the men understand? Sometimes I feel we should put the mic off when we make those announcements. Brothers, we are adults. Rasulullah has taught us everything, even to make the saf straight. Rasulullah has showed us how to give preference to your Muslim brother. When it comes to parking also. Most of us, we are in a hurry when we're leaving. You can see an elderly person, he's betting to reverse the car. But we won't wait. We'll make it difficult for him to reverse. Where are the ways, akhlaq of Rasulullah that he has taught his ummah? These are the important things for us to cogitate and reflect upon. May Allah give me hidayah, give all of us hidayah. Again, this is a very Mubarak night. I had no intention to give a lengthy bayan because tonight is a night where we should make dua, tawbah, istighfar, forgive any person who has done us wrong, keep our hearts clean. If there's any person in our heart who we have something against, then at this very moment, Ya Allah, I'm keeping my heart saf, clean, finish. I've got no enmity whatsoever, no malice. Ya bunayya in qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin faf'al wa dhalika min sunnati wa man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala, another young sahabi of Rasulullah who served Rasulullah for 10 years. He was 10 years old when he came in the khidmat of Rasulullah. When Rasulullah left this world, he was 20 years old only. And Rasulullah tells Anas, oh Anas, oh my young, oh my son, oh my beloved son, with love, muhabbat, if you are able to rise in the morning and the evening in the condition that you have no malice in your heart for any person, do so because this is my sunnah. This is my sunnah. And whoever loves my sunnah loves me. Whoever loves me, he will be with me in paradise. So at this very moment, let us cleanse and purify our hearts. Amongst the du'as that Rasulullah taught, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, how we know the incident. The one narration which is authentic, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, it was the 15th of Sha'ban, and she was unaware of the auspiciousness of that night. She woke up that night, and she says, suddenly I see Rasul not next to me. It was my turn, my night, for Rasulullah to spend the night with me. He says, any woman would immediately think, oh, where is he gone? I'm sure he's gone to one of the other wives. Probably those who have two or three wives will understand this better. Immediately she rises. She takes her cloak and she goes out. And the other wives would live just around her home. And she tried to investigate and find, but Rasulullah could not be seen anywhere. She comes back and she sees on the side, like how you take a garment and you throw it onto the ground, Rasulullah was prostrating. He was in sajda. And then she says, I heard Rasulullah saying, in sajda, sajada laka khayali wa sawadi, which means, oh Allah, my heart and soul, khayal means thoughts. The word sawad has two meanings. One meaning is my innermost secrets, my thoughts, my soul. Or sawad also means the body. Wallah, my soul and body is making sajda to you. Wa amana bika fuadi. Wallah, my heart has brought iman in you. Wa hadhihi yadi. Who's saying this? Rasulullah. These are my hands. Wa ma janitu biha ala nafsi. And the wrongs I've done with these hands. Like a person surrendering, submitting, I've made wrong, I've done wrong. Wallah, forgive me. Ya Azim, O most great, Yurja li kulli Azim, who is hoped for every difficult thing, every great task. We have different problems in this world. We have great tasks. We have daunting tasks. We got to get something accomplished. It's difficult. So who do we turn to? Allah. Ya Azim, O most great. In times of difficulty, your hope is sought. Ya Azim, ighfir al-dhanb al-azim. O great one, forgive my great sins, my big sins, my major sins. Then sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqah wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarah. My face is making sajda to the one who has created it, and the one who has given me the faculties of seeing and hearing. Then Rasulullah woke up from sajda in the position of jalsa. He went back into sajda. Then she heard this dua, which is quite famous, and alhamdulillah, most of our organizations and madaris have sent this dua out, where she says, I heard Rasulullah saying, A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Inshallah, let's try and say it together. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Wa a'udhu biridaka min sakhatik. وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. The meaning of this is, O Allah, I seek your protection with your forgiveness from your wrath and anger. Allah, forgive me and don't punish me. That's what it means. Then Rasulullah says, وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. I ask you for your pleasure against your displeasure. Become pleased with me. O Allah, don't become naraz with me. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. O Allah, I seek your protection. I seek your protection from you. A little child always gives this example. The mother loves the child. The child loves the mother. A little child gets into some mischief. Mother warns the child, child doesn't listen, disobeys the mother. Finally, when the mother cannot tolerate it, she begins to spank the child. What does the child do? What does it cry? Ma, 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 ma. It runs behind the mother, seeking protection of the mother from the mother. Fafirru ila Allah. Where can we run? Can we run to Ma'adallah, to Shaitan who will help us? Never. Khadula. Shaitan can never assist us. We run away from Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I made guna. Ya Allah, forgive me. Wa'udhu bika minka. Ya Allah, I cannot run away from you but to you. Then Rasul says, La uhsi thana'an alayk. I cannot gather real praise for you. I can use all the words of praise, But I can never collect and enumerate all the praises. Ya Allah, you are exactly how you have praised yourself in the Quran. Wallah, how you have praised yourself, that is what you are. In one narration, another small dua has been mentioned. Oh Allah, Allahumma rzuqni, oh Allah, give me qalban taqiyya, a pious heart. Min ash-sharri naqiyya, clean from every type of evil. La jafiyan wala shaqiyya. Ya Allah, don't give me a hard heart. Don't give me a hard heart that I am harsh and cruel to people. Ya Allah, give me a soft heart. Give me a loving heart. Make me show compassion to my family, my friends, the people around me, to the Muslim Ummah. May Allah grant us these duas. If we can't remember these duas, at least we read them one dua together. But it is an occasion at night, now when we go home, engage in some tahajjud salat. There is no special number of rakat or special salat or special durood or special dhikr to be made. Our deen is easy. Allah Ta'ala knows our weaknesses. Make wudu and read some tahajjud salat. Read some nafil salat. Somebody has got some hajat, some need, so you can make salatul hajah. Somebody, some good thing has happened to him, make salatul shukr. Make salatul tawbah. Whatever a number of rakats you are able to read, then read those Nafil Salat, the niyat of tahajjud, engage in some tilawat of the Quran. Whatever amount you can read. Those who are huffaz can read more, those who are non-huffaz, whatever you can read, a few pages, that also is good, alhamdulillah. Make some dhikr, Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, but don't disturb any other family member who is asleep. But most importantly, make tawbah and istighfar, tawbah and istighfar, tawbah and istighfar. Beg Allah, cry to Allah, ya Allah, forgive me, ya Allah, help me, ya Allah, I am weak. Tawbah and istighfar. Then of course, we should make sure you don't miss our Fajr Salah. Sometimes the whole night we're in Ibadah, but Fajr Salah we're absent. Regarding the fasting tomorrow, it is a mustahab fast, an optional fast, which of course will bring great reward. The 15th of Shaban is a mustahab fast. I'm not going to the whole academic discussion. We should try and keep it. For those who are not keeping it, then we shouldn't look down upon them that you're not fasting. No. We are fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our own self, so Allah ta'ala forgives us. If somebody didn't keep fast today, no problem, you can keep tomorrow. It's not like the Muharram fast where you have to keep two fasts. The 15 Shaban fast is an optional fast, mustahab fast. The fuqaha, ulama have written these masail very clearly. So tonight is the night of Ibadah. It's a great auspicious night, it's a Mubarak night. So the Tawbah, Istighfar, Dhikr we make. And tomorrow those who have the strength should keep Roza. It is meritorious. And then start preparing our mind. Conscientize ourselves that now we've got 2 weeks before the month of Ramadan. Now these 2 weeks are very crucial. Many a time a person feels, I've got 2 weeks now to make some maja, for example. 2 weeks now, let me now just do whatever I want to do. I can go gamble, go to the casino, Allah save us. I can pop a few drugs. I can go whining and dining. Allah Ta'ala save us. As Hazrat Maulana mentioned, we are going to scrape this wall. Allah has given us, I say this 15th of Shaban is a springboard to Ramadan. Ramadan is a ladder to taqwa. As Tani Ramadan mentioned, Ramadan is a ladder. Each day is one rung of the ladder. First day, second day, third day, until you come to 29 or 30 days, then you have reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look forward, look happy towards the occasion of Ramadan. Don't worry about now, we're going to be fasting and be hungry. Allah has shown us that we'll keep fast, but how much Allah provides for us at the time of iftar. Inshallah, regarding Ramadan and other aspects of Ramadan, maybe on Thursday night we'll discuss that in the zikr majlis, and also so much of literature we have got. But again, I make a humble appeal, the month of Ramadan is coming, let us make dua to Allah, that Allah gives us the tawfiq and ability to relish every single second of Ramadan. The barakat comes down in torrents, it pours down. Our Hazrat Maulana Ramadan should give a very beautiful example. That when it's flooding, it's torrential rain, and we all require that water, there was drought before it, and we all go out with our buckets, but we turn our buckets upside down. Are we going to collect any water? Never. Allah is pouring His rahmat. and in the month of Ramadan we still deprive ourselves, then we'll be the one to blame. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Again, tawbah istighfar. Don't feel that Allah will not forgive me. Don't feel Allah will not forgive me. There's one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where one brother advises his Muslim brother that now make tawbah istighfar, change your life. So they had a bit of argument. This person who was a sinner said, "You just leave me alone, man. Let me do what I want to do." So this caused the other brother to become angry. And in the anger, what did he blurt out? He says, "Wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you." The moment he uttered the statement, Allah Ta'ala responded. Allah Ta'ala mentions, "Man dhal ladhi yata'alla alayya?" Who is the one who's so bold to take an oath on my name that I won't forgive a certain person? قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. Let it be known that I have forgiven him. وَأَحْبَدْتُ عَمَلَكَ. And I have destroyed your actions. All your piety, your good deeds gone down the drain. Don't close the doors of Tawbah when Allah has kept it open. We have people, friends, family, ourselves. We feel we are pious, we're doing right things. But don't look down upon any person. Open the doors of Tawbah. The doors of Tawbah are open, don't close it. Two people on the day of Jahannam, two people, destined for Jahannam. Allah will suddenly call them out of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala will look at them. They will plead to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Allah will say, "My forgiveness is you must go back to Jahannam." Go back to Jahannam. One will run towards Jahannam, the other will stand in the same place. This hadith comes in Mishkat Sharif. Allah will ask him, "What is the matter with you? Didn't you hear my command? Ya Allah, after you remove me from Jahannam, Ya Allah, your rahmat is so wasi'. Ya Allah, your mercy is so vast. I still have that hope you'll forgive me." Allah says, "I have forgiven you." The other person, why did you go running towards Jahannam? Ulama have mentioned that he will say, "Oh Allah, I thought this is the last command. I disobeyed all your commands. This last command, maybe you'll have put." Allah says, "You also forgiven. Both going to Jannah." This is a wallah. Sahaba are sitting with Rasulullah. Some people were taken as captives, some non-Muslims. Amongst them was one woman. Sahaba and Rasulullah see this woman running up and down. Any little baby she finds, she will put that baby onto her chest and she will feed that baby, showing so much of care, love, affection. Rasulullah posed a question to the Sahaba, "Aturuna hadhihi tarihatan waladaha fi an-nar?" Do you think this woman would throw this child that she's holding and she's showing so much of muhabbat for, you think she'll throw this child into any fire? Ya Rasulullah, never. Nabi Kareem takes a qasam in Allah, "Wallah, lallahu arhamu bitawbati abdihi min hadhihi biwaladiha." Allah has got more love for his banda than this woman is showing for her child. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make sincere tawbah istighfar. Forgive our Muslim brothers if I have hurt, offended in any way, whether in the bayan, intentionally, unintentionally, if I said something or did not see to any person's need. May Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness, all those who are listening also. It must not happen that we're going home, make ibadat, and Allah Ta'ala does not forgive us tonight. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create unity in the Muslim ummah. It's not such that when the Mulana is giving a bayan, he gave it to those guys today. And we get so happy. We look for those material and literature comes, those guys got it. In our Jummah, when we go after Jummah, what's the discussion? When our nikahs and walimas on those tables, what we're discussing? The Maulvis, the ulama. I'm not trying to defend any person. But that's our subject matter. These guys, those guys, that organization, that person, my respected brothers and elders. These are our ulama. These are our youngsters, our hufas, our women folk, our musallis, our brothers, our murideen, our mashayikh, our sheikhs, our parents, our family members. They're not somebody from outer space. It's us, ours. Let us change our attitude. Change our attitude. Otherwise, we find that the entire Muslim ummah is now into fragments. Let us become such that inshallah we unite our hearts, unite our families, and live with peace. Inshallah, you will see the barakat of this Allah will make hifazat of our lives, our deen in this country and anywhere we go. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Make dua inshallah. Said Duru Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں يا الله we are making اقرار we are confessing my Allah يا الله we have become disobedient slaves my Allah we have done wrong my Allah our hearts have become filthy my Allah يا الله we have in our hearts malice pride enmity jealousy my Allah يا الله love for haram things يا الله Ya Allah, our hearts have become rusted and corroded with sins and vice and evil. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight in this Mubarak night, don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Our brothers have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come, ya Allah, solely to seek you, my Allah. To seek your muhabbat and love. To seek your mercy, my Allah. To seek your maghfirat, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, wherever they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah who can forgive us, my Allah. Because there is no other ilah besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from every fault, any weakness, any blemish. You are pak. You are absolutely pure. You have no weakness whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, so kind, my Allah. Give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. We have not recognized you, my Allah. Years of our life has just gone by, my Allah. And still, my Allah, we have not recognized you, my Allah. Ya Allah, and still we have not obeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, and still we are not following your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam farma. On this Mubarak night, my Allah, of Nisf Shaban, 15 Shaban, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially those who have assembled here, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. Our major sins, our minor sins, sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, amadan, khata'an, nisyanan, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether we did it in our offices or at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it be we did it sins in the colleges, on the varsities or madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching, my Allah. Ya Allah, you covered those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not humiliate and expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar, my Allah. Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub, ya Sattar al-Uyub. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi'ridaaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika mink. La uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Guide the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we do not know when Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah are happening every day in front of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are going through great challenges, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are going through great difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslim ummah, my Allah, in different parts of the world are suffering, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters in Syria especially, my Allah. In Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Rohingya, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are mazloom, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no water to drink, my Allah. They've got no food to eat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no clothing to wear, my Allah. They've got no shelter, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much. You have given our children so much. Ya Allah, still our children complain, my Allah. Still we complain, we are ungrateful to you, my Allah. We make no qanaat and no shukr, my Allah. And those Muslim brothers and children of ours, ya Allah, in different parts of the world, they don't even have a sip of water, my Allah. Ya Allah, years have gone past, my Allah. Years have gone by, my Allah. Ya Allah, and still zulam is done upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. You are Aziz and Ghaffar, my Allah. You are Qahhar, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Nobody can overpower you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Allah. You are Allah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dhal Arshil Majid. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of your Arsh, my Allah. You are Azeem, my Allah. You are Qahhar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghalib, my Allah. You are not Maghloob, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. We can never question your hikmat and wisdom, my Allah. But my Allah, tonight we have raised our hands. There are elderly people sitting here. Masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, a woman folk listening, my Allah. We have raised our hands. We know we are weak, my Allah. We know we are impious and sinners, my Allah. We know we have got filthy hands and filthy hearts, my Allah. And filthy limbs, my Allah. But my Allah, we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah, to bring peace in those lands, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions for the better, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them back their lands, my Allah. Remove those zalimeen from those lands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove those zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, Badr wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, Uhud al-Khandaq wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, send those angels who, ya those angels you send in Badr and Khandaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are kamzor, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are kamzor, my Allah. Ya Allah, akhir, my Allah, we are the ummatis of your beloved Rasulullah. Have rahm on us, my Allah. Don't turn away your merciful glance from us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn away from us, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarin idha da'uk. Rahman الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many have requested duas, my Allah, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are in hospitals, people are at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, doctors have failed, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no ilaj for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got different problems, my Allah. But you are Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Cure is in your hands, my Allah. Grant each person cure, my Allah. Save us from those deadly diseases, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus. So many were with us yesterday and in the past year, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are no longer with us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when more will come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us see the month of Ramadan in a good condition. With iman and taqwa, my Allah. With sihat and afiyat, my Allah. With tawfiq and barakat, my Allah. With your raza mandi, my Allah. Make it be the best of Ramadan in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, ya Allah, of relishing and benefiting every and enjoying every moment spiritually in the month of Ramadan. Don't make us indulge ourselves in ghibat, my Allah, and in cheating, my Allah, and looking at haram, my Allah, or speaking haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us, ya Allah, taint our fast, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of keeping our rozas properly, my Allah. Our taraweeh salah properly, my Allah. Our tilawat, ya Allah. Help us to make khatam of the Quran, my Allah. Help us to make your dhikr, my Allah. Help us to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who give for umrah, accept the umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us spend our time correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, those making i'tikaf, help them to make i'tikaf correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to become good musallis, my Allah. Create unity amongst the wahas, my Allah. Create unity amongst the ulama, my Allah. Create unity, ya Allah, between the jamaats, my Allah. Between different organizations, my Allah. Between the musallis, my Allah. Between husband and wife, my Allah. Between parents and children, my Allah. Between family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant those people, ya Allah, who have lost their near ones and dear ones, give them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The holy kothar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, the holy kothar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us from this great ni'mat, my Allah. Let it not happen that we go happily towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, and then we are chased away by the angels, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are told that we do not belong from those people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us on the day of Qiyamah in being in his auspicious company, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, ya Allah. Make our home in Jannat be right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in Jannat, my Allah, grant us all the bounties, especially that bounty, my Allah, when you will remove the hijab and veil, my Allah, and the jannatis will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our families, our wives, our children, my Allah, our progeny, my Allah. Protect our progeny, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect all of us, our family members, especially our children, my Allah. From every type of fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. When Dajjal will emerge, ya Allah, you alone know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are living, my Allah, make us be steadfast on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have left this world, then our children, our grandchildren, somebody from our offspring, our dhurriyat, make them be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Don't make them fall prey to the clutches of and the ploys of Dajjal, my Allah. Give them a strong iman, my Allah. Make them be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, my Allah. In the jamaat of Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu was salam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect this ummah, protect all of us from all types of fitan and fasad, my Allah. Protect the woman folk, my Allah. Our youth, my Allah. Those who are taking drugs, my Allah. So many, so many, so many, my Allah. Young boys, young girls, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, bring them back onto sirat al-mustaqim. Give them that himmat and courage to refrain from taking drugs, my Allah. Allah, cleanse and purify their bodies and their souls, my Allah. Protect us also from, ya Allah, from falling into the trap, my Allah. Those who are drinking alcohol, ya Allah, give them tawfiq tonight, my Allah, to throw away their bottle, my Allah. Those who are gambling, ya Allah, give them tawfiq, ya Allah, to make tawbah and istighfar. Allah, grant all of us sincere tawbah, istighfar. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the eyes and from limbs, my Allah. Protect us from carrying tales and ghibat, my Allah. And cheating and deceiving, my Allah. Help us to become true Muslims, ya Allah. Role models, my Allah. Good examples for the non-Muslim, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us deal properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us treat others, ya Allah, with justice, my Allah. Protect us in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, spread the winds of hidayat, ya Allah, in iman to the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. People have got financial problems. So many have got debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, put peace. Ya Allah, put raham and mercy in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq, their debtors, ya Allah, to pay off their debts, my Allah. Make it easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat and needs our Muslim brothers and sisters have, especially those who are listening now, ya Allah, raise their hands, my Allah. Fulfill each person's jaiz murad, my Allah. And remove our difficulties. Ya Allah, you are well aware of whatever is harming us, whatever is worrying us, my Allah. Remove those masaib and mushkilat, my Allah. Ya hal al-mushkilat, ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, ya Allah, of marriageable age, ya Allah. They have requested, ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we make dua for them. Ya Allah, you find for them suitable partners. Ya Allah, find them suitable partners. Give them a life of chastity, my Allah. They do not want to go towards zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, nikah with barakat and afiyat, ya Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. So many are married and, ya Allah, they've got no children, my Allah. They are pining for children, my Allah. Give them, ya Allah, pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool, farma. All those requested duas also answered their duas also, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.